mozzarella. I'm Gouda as long as I'm getting my cheese. Pockets go popper, I need all my greens. We the new renaissance, fuck do you mean?
Fuck you mean, nigga. This new renaissance, bitch.
Damn, I knew you had a big dick. Hey, pause, don't play with me, bro.
Pause, bro, pause.
Come on. I do have it.
Nah, you don't gotta lie, bro.
You ain't got a lot to kick it face ass.
Oh God, that's Ice Cube, my nigga.
That is not Ice Cube. Well, that might be Ice Cube. I was referencing, I was referencing Kendrick.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck Kendrick. Kendrick can suck a dick. Whoa, that's what he can do.
Whoa, blasphemy. The blasphemy. Hey.
Nah, but, bro, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Hell yeah, I made some New Year's resolutions. It's the same New Year's resolutions that I always have, but this year I'm going to actually carry them out. That's what everybody be saying. But nah, my New Year's resolutions, I actually am, like, super tapped in right now because I told myself, you know how I was going on that semen retention journey, like, in November and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, this year I'm going the whole year without, like, busting a nut. That's crazy. But that's
fire,
yeah,
bro.
I'm going the whole year without me, like, actively, you see what I'm saying?
Beating your meat.
Yeah. Like, if a fine young lady would like to, you know, then I have no other reservations on that.
Like, but is that, like, is there a difference between beating your meat and having a fine young lady?
Yeah. I think the difference for me is the self-control aspect of it, because whenever I, like, don't do it on my own, even no matter how much I want, like, then it's going to be like, I've, like, mastered that. And I'm also going to be very selective, because up until this point in my life, I have not been very selective. And wait, hold on. Let me make sure you get me. But yeah, up until this point in my life, I have not been very selective with my shit. So I'm going to still be very selective in terms of, like, who I decide to give my body. But, that's what I'm on right this year, because I'm just like, bruh, there's no point in me just, like, you know, being with all these females and giving all my energy, my sauce, if they not, you know, if they not worthy of my sauce, if that makes sense.
I feel you, though.
Yeah.
I'm on that tip. I'm super fucking selective, as you know.
Yeah.
As you know.
I gotta get like you, bro.
I'm super fucking selective, bruh. I get like one or two like signs, and I'm like, bruh. I'm selective because I got a heart, bruh. I'm selective because I got a heart.
Man, so like, all you non-selective people, you have no souls.
Nah. I just care too much. I care too much, even though like casual sex is a thing.
Yeah,
it's just like, bruh, like. Once girls tell me about their lives and like their problems and stuff,
yeah.
I can't do it unless I actually think that I can, like, I can have if I have a kid with this girl,
yeah.
Would I be able to like have her in my life and like
take care of her? Yeah. Nah, you better than most niggas, bro.
Like, we can do this together.
Yeah.
I'm broke as hell too, bro. I'm broke as hell too.
Oh God.
I'm broke. Yo, speaking of that shit, like my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I found out I was spending like $100 a month on eating out.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you said $100 a month on eating out?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
God, that's not that much, honestly, compared to like comparatively. But I would say I haven't eaten. You said what?
Yeah, I'm cutting that shit out.
Yeah.
I'm about to, every single time I think about eating out, I'm just going to invest that money.
That's actually really smart.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to, I'm hungry as fuck. I'm going to go eat at Zaxby's. No, I'm going to take that Zaxby's money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it in crypto, because I've been researching the fuck out of that shit.
Bro, you know what's crazy? I haven't eaten out at a restaurant since October.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Ever since my car, like, fucked up and stuff, I, like, had no, like, way to drive. And my mom is, like, super, like, vegetarian diet type shit. So she's never going to take me to a restaurant type shit. So I haven't, like, now that I'm getting my car back, I'm like, do I want to start going back out to eat? Because I told this to Shiki, bro, and I feel like I was cat, but low-key, I might have been onto something. But I was telling him how, like, ever since I stopped going out to eat, bro, I just have way more energy because, like, the food that, like, is at restaurants and shit, and this isn't me, like, you know, trying to be that guy, but, like, the food that's at restaurants and stuff, bro, like, it, like, you eat that shit and you're like, I'm full. And then like 30 minutes later or like an hour later, you hungry as hell again, bro. And I feel like that's like, I don't know, bro. There's something to that.
It's frequency. It's the frequency of how much you eat.
Yeah.
It's like, the more you eat, your body gets used to that shit.
Type shit.
So you have to train yourself to eat a different way.
Yeah, bro. I'm definitely like, my diet has been super, like, everything I've eaten, bro, granted, I'm not gonna say, like, you don't go out, but everything that I've eaten has been, like, homemade since October, bro, and I'm gonna just stay on that.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on your tip, goddamn. You gotta send me, like, the tomato, the shit that you put in your tacos when we be eating at the crib.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, what that brand is, so I can get that shit.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I just be getting pico de gallo, bro. Pico de gallo. That's a
fuck. What's a pico?
You know pico de gallo, bro?
Is that the fruits and shit that you was putting?
Yeah,
in?
With the like all the shits. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that bro. Shit was good as hell.
On God, on God, it is. And that shit
rice. That shit cheap,
bro. I eat that shit, and I be eating. And this this might not be true, but I just have believed this up until this point. But I eat hella sriracha. You know me, so like. Spicy shit, like, clears out your system, bro. It, like, clears out anything that's in your system. So, I be dousing sriracha with my shit. And that shit be busting.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You always sound congested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's other issues, bro, because I don't fucking exercise, bro.
Damn, bro. You need to start doing push-ups in your house, bro.
Nah. Yo, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? This is how I know that semen retention shit works, bro. Whenever I was doing the semen retention, I went 35 days without beating my meat, bro. And I was doing 30 push-ups easy, bro. Like, I was eating them hoes. And, bro, no, for real, I was dead ass eating them hoes. And I was surprised at my own strength, bro, because I, like, it wasn't even strength. I just had more energy, too. So then whenever I started beating my meat again, like, my energy was, like, super low. Like, my vibrations was low. So, like, I did, like, 13 push-ups, and it was, like, I was, like, I was struggling like hell, bro. And I was, like, damn, bro, why am I so weak? I just did 20 yesterday. Like, I ate 20 yesterday, bro. And I was, like, damn, is it because I beat my meat? And I was, like, I lost my power.
That's some true-ass shit, though. Like, whenever I don't beat my meat and I substitute that shit with working out, I have the best workouts.
Oh, God, bro. The
best workouts. I'd be like,
You could be eating them hoes. That's the diet that you got to be on, bro. That's why I'm like, bro, I'm not beating my meat all year, bro, because I'm also trying to get my body right. Just, like, not just for, like, my physical health, but also for, like, whenever I perform, I want to have the, like, stamina to, like, do, like, you know, however many songs. So I was just like, bro, nah. I'm tapping into that because I see that it works, bro. I literally see that I get more energy and it's easier to do shit.
Sorry about that.
Nah, you good. I'm just your side bitch. Yo, pay attention to me.
I'm God. That's the cool ass shit. You are a side bitch.
Damn.
And it's okay. Damn. And it's okay, though. It's okay, though. We have this connection. We have this special connection.
That hurt my soul. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's okay, bro.
Hey, yo, Joe Huxley, a player. That's all y'all gotta know from that.
Fuck,
Joe Huxley be talking to these. I was like, hey, I just want to get to know you. You know, you not just want to know who you are.
I do that.
And then next thing you know, he got sales.
No.
He gonna deny it. The jury has already condemned you, bro. He's talking to side hoes right now.
The people who know me, bro. The people who know me. I'm a very respectful ass nigga. Who chill out, who respect women, who respect these niggas sometimes.
Look into this man's eyes. Do y'all believe? Yeah. Do y'all believe
this? I just do what I do, bro. Like if any of y'all, if any of y'all needed something, if anyone wanted someone to talk to, all you gotta do is just hit me up. I'll talk to you and just hear you out.
I mean, that's that adds to the idea that you would be having Sahel. Because Sahel would be one of the people to hear them out. Got him. I got him. He tried to finesse his way with the, hey, I'm just, you know, I just want to hear you know. Try to hit him with the sexy voice. Nah, nigga.
This is how I talk.
But nah, bro. What you been like looking at recently, bro? Like in terms of like movies, shows, or shit like that. What you been watching?
I watched Don't Look Up yesterday,
bro.
That shit was funny as fuck, bro. My nana dipped the fuck out. She was like, nah, I can't watch this shit. She was like, nah, bro. This is too much.
Why she said
that? Like the very beginning where everything was getting serious. She was like, bro. And like, when everybody was like, we're going to die. And she's like, bro, I don't got time for this. And she went outside and smoked. She was like, nah, bro, I need me a cigarette because of this shit. It's too much.
Oh, sweet. Nah, bro. I feel her though. Whenever he like got hella intense in that second, and spoilers, by the way, spoilers. But whenever he got super intense, like Leo got super intense in that like last interview, and he was like, I can't do this anymore. We're all gonna fucking die. Kind of. I was like, damn, bro. Like,
nah, she left way before that shit, bro. She left when they're having like, when they're having the first interview, and
Jennifer Lawrence, the girl, yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence was like, y'all are talking about some bullshit.
I feel her though.
Y'all are talking about some bullshit, but. I just told you we're all gonna die. The fuck are you doing?
Type shit.
Tyler Perry funny as hell.
Bruh, that shit, like, fuck with me. Cause I was like, you know how they were saying she needs media training?
Yeah.
And I was like, is media training just learning how to lie to the public? is that what that is, bruh?
Yeah.
He's like, you just gotta, everything's all right. Face that. I was like,
man, you gotta, cause I feel like everyone kind of knows. Like impending doom is like a thing.
Yeah.
However, you can't really focus on that shit.
Yeah.
You can't focus on that shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because if you focus on that shit of something that you can't really change,
yeah.
then you wanna get lost in the sauce.
That's fact. So are you on the media side in that particular like conversation of like, damn, should we let people know like if we let's say there was a like. A meteorite coming that was gonna destroy everything. Would you just be chilling and be like, "Hey, man, I can't tell these niggas"? Or what would you have done in that situation, like hurt Jennifer's situation?
I'll be honest, but I'll be real, but I wouldn't freak the fuck out. She fucked up because she freaked out.
Yeah, you gotta keep cool.
Like from her freaking out, that's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Some people are going to be like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then you're going to have some people going to be like, bro, this bitch crazy. What you saw in the movie, bro. What you saw in the movie. It's like, bro, you can't go on and be like, the world's going to fucking end. Like, bro, yeah. No, you can't do that. You got to be like, yo, like, you know how a meteorite's coming towards the earth, right?
This nigga about this sweet talk America.
No, I'm gonna use this voice. You know how like the meteor is going towards the earth, and so you know how like the pendulum and you hit the ball and it hits the other ball away and shit, like
that
right there is gonna happen to the earth. So we need to like do some shit about it or we might die.
See, if you do
100% die, maybe.
If you do it like that, everybody gonna think you like trolling and stuff. Gonna be like, man, you funny, JoJo, you funny. And you're gonna be like, yeah, and we dead. Tell you shit.
I think I lost my mind over nothing, girl. I'm tripping on my feet, and I keep going in circles. I turn around 180 degrees, and anticipation's always gonna set me up for disappointment, man. I swear it's so fucked up. I'm sick of waiting, but I know my time is up. I need to pick me up. I'm suffocating it. I can't hold my breath. It's hard to focus. Heartbeats through my chest. That ain't emotion. I can't hear you shout. I barely notice. I barely notice. I barely notice. I can't hold my breath. It's hard to focus. Heartbeats through my chest. That ain't emotion. I can't hear you shout. I barely notice. I barely notice. I barely notice. Up and down. I rearrange my brain when it gets too loud and too crowded. I'm headed out. I don't wanna let me down, yeah, but this might free me out, yeah. Cause don't you know the light picks up, damn, when you never look around, yeah. Cause I keep my head to the ground. Mind on my money, it don't make me proud. I'm just trying to find peace of mind and maybe build a house of these bricks I found. Know the cash will never let me down, so let me know if you can hold me down and come with me, and you will see that we gon' make it out of here somehow. I can't hold my breath. It's hard to focus. Heartbeats through my chest. That ain't emotion. I can't hear you shout. I barely notice. I barely notice. I barely notice. I can't hold my breath. It's hard to focus. Heartbeats through my chest. That ain't emotion. I can't hear you shout. I barely notice. I barely notice. I barely notice.
My thing is, I was thinking like that question, like what would I have done in her situation? And I agree with the idea of like keeping cool and being like, I mean, because if you do seem crazy, niggas gonna look at you like, bro, you're bugging. So I was like, I would have kept cool, but at the same time, I'd have been like, bro, like I would have stressed the urgency on some, just like, bro, this is the facts. This is what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Like if y'all want to do something about it, for sure. If not, like. I'm cool with dying too, because we're not supposed to live forever type shit. That's how I feel about the situation. Because it's like this. Like, think about if the meteorite doesn't hit at all. People still going to die, like, in general. So it's just like, this is just 6 months or the rest of my life type shit. So it's like, I'm the type of person who, like, you know how they have those six steps of, like, death where, like, the last one of them is, like, acceptance and shit? I'm the type of person where it's like, bruh, you aren't promised shit but that. So accepting it, bro, it's just like, bro, that's just a part of like what you're gonna have to go through, bro. So I would have just been like, I'm not gonna freak out about this, but if y'all don't want to die, we might want to, you know, take shit down. We might want to,
these are the steps we have to take or we want to get fucked
type shit, because we can create this whole political rift of, oh, there is no meteorite, or there is, don't look up, don't look down, shit. But at the end of the day, these are the facts, and I'm just here living. Whatever y'all try to do.
But it was interesting that everyone, like, I thought that it was going to be more not one-sided a little bit.
What you mean?
You know? Because the president was like, hey, bruh, this shit is kind of real, bruh. Like, this shit's kind of real. Meryl Streep was funny as hell. She was like, bro, this shit was kind of real.
Yo, side note, at the end, after the after credits, when they showed her ass, bro, did you see that?
Nah.
Bro, at the after credits scene, Meryl, like, the president, like, whenever they go, like, 22,000 years later, like, after all the credits and shit, they show her and, like, this new civilization and how Earth looked after everything. And, like, they show all these humans naked, bro. And I was like, yo, Meryl Slick got them yams.
What the fuck? What the fuck, bro? Wait, Meryl Streep? Wait, why was she there 22,000 years later?
Because they were in a, you know how they left and they were like going to be in that chamber and stuff?
They survived that shit?
Yeah, and they were like, it says 22,000 years later. This is like the after credit scene, bro. Like super, and there's another one with Jonah Hill, but this is the after credit scene and they show him like the earth and it's like kind of how it looked like before civilization, so all these trees and shit with no buildings and like all these animals, and they showed them and it kind of felt like Adam and Eve kind of vibes of like everybody naked and like this is the beginning of time. So that also made me think like, damn, bro, are they like saying that's what happens, we have civilization, it gets to that point of like shit getting too fucked up and then we get like a reset and then we start over again, and like how many times has the world been resetted anyways? But
times, bro, like,
yeah,
type shit.
That's the type of thoughts that had me thinking. But also, secondly, they showed her naked and they showed the dude like the Steve Jobs face looking ass dude. I think they were trying to, anyways. But they showed him and he was like, don't touch the animals, because Meryl touched one of the animals and like she got fucked up. It was like a dinosaur, yeah. But they showed her ass for like 5-6 seconds, and I was like,
This man is hyper focused on the yams,
bro. I wasn't even I wasn't even trying to focus on the yams, bro. They showed her yams. They presented her yams. There's nothing you could do but look at her yams, bro. You could have
looked. This man fell no fab so quickly, bro.
But no. It was either you gonna look at her yams or some other old dudes, because they had old dudes and they're like chest hair and shit. So I was like, I'm not gonna look at this nigga chest hair.
Hey.
But now I'm not gonna fail no fab. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Hey. I think I know exactly what I'm gonna do. You know how you say you're gonna put money into your shit whenever you wanna go out and eat? My thing is I'm gonna run and or do 20 push-ups to tire myself out. Cause whenever you get hard and shit, bro, it's really just you getting a bunch of like a surge of energy. So you tire yourself out to like get that shit back flaccid and shit. So yeah, that's how come I was getting so cold at push-ups, because I was doing them every time and it was like easier. But yeah, bro, I'm not finna fail, I promise. I'm going all the way,
for sure, all the way. Touchdown, nigga.
Touchdown. Oh god,
yo. So taking that movie and putting it into real life, how do you feel about our current political climate?
I'm gonna get canceled at this one, but our current political climate, I'm gonna be honest, bro. And this is hot take. I honestly feel like, bro, presidents don't matter, bro. Presidents don't matter. And that was like irony, because that's not a hot take. But presidents don't matter. And I feel like the current political climate lends to that, because everybody was like, we gotta get Trump out, we gotta put Biden in. And Biden hasn't done shit. Let's keep it a thought out. Biden hasn't done shit. So I'm just like, bro, we're either gonna have like somebody overtly not doing shit or somebody secretly not doing shit.
Well, so
that's how I feel about it. It's like, bro, you either have to have somebody in your face about it or somebody not in your face. And that's why I understand why people was fucking with Trump, because at least he was in your face about it. At least he was telling you, I'm not shit. Type shit.
No. He built that goddamn wall. He built that goddamn wall. He started it at least. He said he was building a wall. I think he built a wall. I was talking to my cousin. He said
He said, fuck Biden. He said, fuck Biden, I want Trump. That nigga was getting shit done. He said, yo, I got the wall, goddamn. I was like, true.
Niggas don't even know what they want, bro. They just want somebody to do something, bro. Because half of the time, the government is just like chilling. They not doing shit. So if anybody do something, it's like, damn, at least he did that, nigga. Shit.
I feel like the government do a lot of shit under the scenes that keeps us kind of running.
Yeah.
However, like the president, I think the president's like main job is, yeah, it's to keep the people from over, like, panicking, at least.
Over panicking? Like, what do you mean by that?
Panicking. Like, Biden can't do that shit, bruh. Biden has the Republicans or conservative people or whatever you want to call them and the liberals and Democrats panicking and being like, bruh, this nigga don't know what the fuck he doing. That's not good, bruh. At least Trump had the Republican and conservatives being like, all right, bro, yeah, like, we're good, man. We're good. The whole country is like, bro, fuck this shit, bro.
You said at least like, Trump is like comforting one side of the country. And Biden got everybody like tweaking.
Oh God, yeah. No. Like, look at this nigga. Yo, pull up a picture of Biden, bro.
Half of the time, this man Biden don't even know, like, he don't even know what's happening, bro. Like, not even trying to get on this nigga, but like. Because I really feel like I'm about to start frying this dude.
Kamala Harris for president.
Type shit. That man be looking lost as fuck, bro. He be like, so what I gotta say? Black people, I'm gonna get the vote, right?
Yo. Like, bruh, if you don't vote for me,
you're not black.
I was like, he said that for real, though.
Yo, Biden's a real one for that.
Why you say he a real one?
Because he's being honest, bro.
That's how he really feel?
Oh, God.
That is how he really feel, which is crazy as hell.
Yo, Biden is the MVP. Biden is probably going to be one of our best presidents in history.
Why you say that?
Because he is, bro. We want to look back. It's kind of like Trump, bro. Like, Trump was one of the best presidents of history, you know? He did a lot of things for people. He loves black people.
I can't give you that. I can't give you that. Then again, bro. I can really only give you the ones that I've been alive for. So, like, between Trump, Biden, Barack Obama, Bush, and that's all.
I got the internet right here. I'm about to look up things Trump did in the White House.
Facts, because what did this nigga really do, bruh?
Trump administration. Oh, they have a whole entire thing on the shit. Before the China virus.
Bruh, they did not call it the China virus.
Yo,
they did not
before
call it
the China virus invaded our shores.
Bruh.
We built the world's most prosperous economy.
Bruh.
Push up.
Bruh, that's the most American shit, though. Like, blaming other people. And that's what Trump embodied, bruh. That's really why people hated Trump, because he reflected, like, what America really is. And they was like, damn, nigga, not too loud. That's really why niggas hated him.
Still with the
blank. Miss a daylight, sun in the shade. Don't you ever go away. My protection in the rain. You myself to feel the strain. Homebound of the lost, nigga. Counting for a train at the trap end. Yeah.
Homebound for the stem cells.
Yo, speaking of that, like, it's really interesting how, like, the dynamic between black people and white people in the workplace.
Break that down for me.
So, in a lot of cases, when there's a group of, like, a lot of white people in a workplace and a few black people,
yeah,
a lot of things that white people do to black people in the workplace, it seems slighted. Like, you feel me? Like, I had an experience recently where we were told to do something, mm-hmm. and the person I was working with was like, bro, like, this feels strange. This feels weird, bro. And I didn't think anything of it because I'm just doing what I got to do. I'm like, bro, I just got to do it. And it was like, bro, it's kind of strange how, like, they got us doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, I never even thought about that. I just did the job that I was told to do, bro.
Man was like, wait, this is racist.
but I noticed that with, like, almost, like, every black person I talk to.
Yeah.
Including my family members.
Yeah.
Like, I just go. I just be like, all right, I'm just going to do this, get it over with, and then I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Type shit.
But it seemed really differently. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
In terms of just, like certain jobs? Like, what do you mean? Like,
for example, if I was working and they were like, hey, bruh, I need you to move some shit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, all right, for sure. And they only get the black workers to move that shit and none of the white workers to do it, even though they're not doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. You're right that I have never really thought about that shit. I would say, me personally, whenever I think about, like, bro, it's weird. Cause it's like half of the times I'm, like, so ingrained and focused on, like you're saying, like, working, that I don't think about the racial context unless it's overt, unless somebody's, like, actively, like, you're a nigga! And I'm just like, yo, chill. But, like psychological racist shit, where it's, like, shit like that, where it's, like, this is not outwardly, but you start noticing, like, why is there only black people doing this? Like, shit like that, and I'm like, nah, bruh, I gotta confront and, like, ask, like, what's going on with that. And, like, half of the times I ask, like, I'm like, yo, like, what's up with this? And they'll hit you with the, nah, that's just because you guys are, like, the youngest here. Or, like, they'll hit you with, like, something to, like, kind of subvert, like, your shit. And it's like, well, what about this dude who's, like, not in what that specific example, like, for example, like, if they're asking you to move shit all the time and they're like, yeah, no, y'all just most able-bodied people here and y'all just happen to be black type shit. And it's like, for sure, like, it's something that you could, like, let them slide with. It's like, all right, that's a valid enough explanation that it's, like, not pinning to the fact that you're racist, but also the manner in which, like, you're, like, telling us to do it sometimes, like, the tone sometimes is, like, kind of questionable. So, like, my thing is, bro, if I ever suspect something, like, I go with my gut, especially now, because I, like, know myself, but, like, I go with my gut more. And so if I feel like, nah, bro, you're on some racist shit right now, bro, like, that's the number one thing I'm not scared to do is quit a job. Like, I'll be like, hey, see y'all next. Like, but, like, I know a lot of niggas, like, don't have that luxury just because, like, they, like, live in, like a super, like, living alone or like having to like do everything on their own and shit. I'm blessed enough to like, I can stay with my family until I get my shit right. So I would say in that situation, like continue like doing what you're doing at your job, but like make that exit plan or like make that like time to like find something that's like a bit more up to par. Cause the thing about like working, bro, is like everywhere you go, since we in America as a black person, it's gonna be a twinge of racism, bro. And you just gotta go to the least racist place. Type shit.
You gotta do what you gotta do. How I see it. Like, I was watching a podcast the other day. It was Stormy something.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stormy Daniels? Nah, I'm playing.
For sure, bro.
I'm gonna make it though.
It was Stormy something. And he's a businessman. He talked about how he worked his 9-to-5 and how he grew his empire.
Yeah.
And in that, he was like, hey, people got to stop looking at their 9-to-5s, like work, and being like, this is my business partner. This is my first business partner. So even though I hate this job, this is just my business partner, and he has some things I don't like about him.
Yeah.
However, he's getting me money, bro. I got to just work this shit.
Yeah.
This is my business partner right now.
Yeah.
And until I get a better business partner, I can't drop this nigga.
Yeah. That's a fire-ass way to look at that. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so he looks at all his assets like that, too. So everything he has, he looks like that. So he's like, all right, I got this house. It's not making me money anymore. Instead of being attached to the house that he bought, he's just going to sell that bitch and get another one.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really attached to the companies that he owns. He looks at it like assets that if it's not an asset anymore, he just sells it.
Tie shut. I bet the hoes love him.
Oh, God. He seems like a well put together man.
Yeah. I just mean in the sense of like, you know, like, girls want you to be attached. I wouldn't say like, because I can't speak for every single woman because I am one, not a woman. But secondly,
okay.
Like, I'm emotionally unavailable. But
damn, bro. Damn, you emotionally unavailable? Let's talk about that shit, bro.
Nah. No, bro. I just mean in the sense of like, I know, like, girls would want him to be, like, attached to them. So if he just dropping businesses like this, and this is something that, like, helps with his livelihood, I know he dropping these loves. I know he is.
No. I feel like that's different, though.
Okay.
I feel like getting a woman in your life, this is how I look at it. But getting a woman in your life, that is going to be your business partner, your best friend, all that shit.
Yeah.
All that y'all gonna be moving together.
Yeah.
And y'all have to understand that some things are like, even though it's not permanent because you can always leave at any time, mm-hmm. I feel like with a real relationship, you have to just be like, hey bruh, I fucks with you,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna do this together.
Yeah.
And I think that's why marriage is so strong, and why we should get married.
I feel like, and I feel you, but I feel like marriage is like, and it's in its like best like practice, yes, but in reality, I feel like marriage is like not strong at all, bro. Like when you think about the idea, I think you should have. Like that shit. What's that shit that 21 Savage said? I'd rather have loyalty than love, because love don't mean jack. Type shit.
Right.
That kind of shit.
And I think marriage solidifies loyalty,
mm.
or it's a representation of your solidification of loyalty.
Mm.
Because once you get married, all your assets become each other's assets and all that shit.
Unless you sign that prenup.
Yeah, I was about to say, unless you get a prenup. But like, if you really business partners and shit, and if you really putting that shit down and y'all really trust each other and all that shit, then I feel like marriage is a valid option. But if y'all don't trust each other and y'all still like on that bullshit, then marriage is not a good option for you.
Would you feel away if your girl like didn't sign the prenup if you asked for her to? And she was like, nah.
I'll ask her why and try to understand why.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I... I don't know.
No, I'm definitely making my girl sign a prenup, bro. I'm definitely, because I understand at the same time, like, I understand it's supposed to be something that's, like, super genuine, bro. Like, in the sense of, like, if we finna get married, I should trust you to the point where I don't even need to do this. So I understand that premise, but at the same time, bro, I don't know how people finna be, bro. You can't predict shit.
That's true.
I literally can't predict shit. That's true. So you could say you love me, and you could really mean that shit in that moment. But like,
yeah.
You might be on. Like, I've seen people switch up, bro. Like, I'm not, you're not finna give me.
Yeah, I've seen people switch up too. So definitely, because it's hard for me because I'm a very, 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 very loyal person.
Yeah.
I'm a super loyal person.
Yeah.
So for me, once I get with a girl and I know she's the one, that's it. I'm done. I'm like, all right, for sure. We taking this to the fucking crib,
to the grave type shit.
Yeah, we taking this to the grave, goddamn. Yeah. That's how I am. Because, that's just how I am. Because I don't want my kids growing up in a broken home in any type of fashion.
Yeah.
And that's something that I have in my heart and I don't want to happen. And that's the reason why I'm so selective with the girls I mess with. If I have sex, I'm very selective.
Yeah.
All that shit. Because I do not want to have a kid with a girl that, one, doesn't really care about me. Two, doesn't have the mindset that I would want to give my kid.
Yeah.
And three, would keep me away from my kid. And four, I don't really like her for real.
Yeah.
I don't want those factors into a relationship that I have. Yeah. I don't want that.
Nah.
I don't want
that. I feel you.
Because I see how it affects me, like some of the kids in my family. Like, I had a conversation today with my mom about my sisters because she saw them recently, and how it affects them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bruh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
At least.
Nah, I agree, bruh. I definitely like. See, I'm on the opposite spectrum. Like, I agree with that same sentiment, but I'm on the opposite spectrum of, like, I wasn't selective in college, bro. Like, nigga was, like, not the best person I could be, is all I'm going to say. But but I'm coming to that now. That's how come my New Year's resolution is to be, like, super, like, not on that shit. Just because, like, I understand. Like, I didn't understand it to the deep level that I understand it now in college. So that's how come I was so much more, like, willing to be free and doing whatever I want to do. But, like, being, like, just, like, as you grow older and get, like, more wise and shit, you just understand, like, the true implications of, like, what sex is. Like, not even just, like, a broken home shit, but, like what you're doing when you have sex type shit. Like, you're essentially, like, encapsulating, like, the love and effort and like the relationship and that act type shit. If it's like a genuine thing, like if you're just on a fling tip, like it's whatever. But if it's a genuine thing, that's what you're doing. And so that's how come girls get really attached and shit, is because like that transfer of energy is like crazy, bro. Like if it's a genuine thing. So like that's what like solidifies that. And I realize like I can't get mad at no girl, even if I never said nothing about us being together. If I sleep with her, like, I'm low-key kind of saying that type shit. Because I'm giving her that trust with, like, me and my body and, like, type shit. So I'm low-key kind of saying it. Like, I'm saying it without saying it. And so I was like, damn, bro, that's really what I was doing. Like, that's how come, like, girls would feel away when I stop talking to them or do some type of, like, wild shit where I'm like, oh, you crazy. And I was like, she's not crazy, bro. Like, I'm wilding because, like, I'm so detached. We as men are so detached from that shit. So, like, I could, like, fuck up on, like, 5 girls in a week type shit. And, like, I could, like, go, like, the next week, like, do it again type shit and not feel no type of, like, you know? Like, not feel no type of attachment. And, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, that's kind of how I was moving. And I was like, damn, bro. Like, once I got the wider scope of, like, understanding, like... Damn, bro, every girl that I sleep with, I'm giving them a piece of me. Like, I'm giving them my energy. And so, like, me feeling like they're, like, crazy or whatever for, like, acting a certain way when, like, like, why could you do this or whatever? And I was like, bro, I never confirmed that we were together, but I did though. But I did. I just didn't know what the confirmation was type shit. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, damn, bro, like, I'm bugging. Like, I'm bugging. Like, I'm bugging for, like, all this shit. So that's a big reason, like, I'm super slowing down on that shit. Because, like, the selectiveness, once you finally select a girl and be like, this is, like, who I'm finna spend my time with and shit, it's more than just, like, it's so much more. It means so much more to me now because I understand, like, the emotional aspect of it so much more, bro. Like, just fucking up so many times. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel you. I feel you.
Trying to give you all the things you couldn't see, but there ain't no I in team, so I guess we couldn't. You left my text on red and said you ain't sorry for sure.
Yeah, and now you flex on Instagram. I double tap you the guy.
Time to fight, it's steady drama. I'll be spitting in a while. She be dissing, and be kissing. She a black queen from Wakanda. When it's so long, just a lager. It's bullshit, feel it's stupid. Sick of you, bitch, but I'm gonna see.
You say you want sex with Janae. I bet that you're tired of your ways. I can't keep surfing all day, trying to catch up to your waves. Bring me a bottle to say, I'll do whatever you say. You switch up the frequency, and we don't talk in days. My head's in the daze, your love is a maze. I can't navigate it, it's trying my patience. All this love, I done wasted, You ain't shit, call the homies with the dip. Ain't no frontin' on the trip, pull up and I load the clip. I can't sit down for no nigga who ain't talking figures. Walk around with his niggas, aim but ain't pointed triggers. Slip right through his fingers, ayy. Next man I'll put a ring. Loyalty to T'Challa. You've been going rogue, Killmonger.
Was that recorded? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I agree with that emotional shit. Like I was saying earlier, like, I can't. It's so hard for me to have sex after when I get to, because I'm because you know me, I like to get to know people and like talk to people about everything.
Yeah.
And in that, I have a lot of people open up to me and I open up to other people.
Yeah.
So I understand what gets, like, what they're going through. And then sometimes a lot of girls latch onto that and try to have sex.
Yeah.
And
damn, that's real.
I can't, like, it's hard for me to be like, ah, let's go. Cause whenever I fail myself and I fail on my morals and be like, all right, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Usually it's because I feel very guilty and I feel like, ah, like I shouldn't deny this person. And it always makes me feel ass.
Yeah.
And then two,
you don't want to have, like, petty sex, bro. That's, like, the worst sex,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I don't want that shit. And then two is, like, every time that happens, the girl gets super, 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 super attached. Yeah. And that's not a good look, because I actually care about this person and I care about my friends.
Yeah.
So by doing that, I'm potentially hurting this relationship. And then down the line, I won't get invited to the cookout or to their marriage and be like, oh, yeah, like, let's go. Like, I see you, big dog. Yeah. I see you.
Just because of that one thing.
Yeah, because I like to, because for me, I'd rather be invited to the cookout and see my friends win. Mm-hmm. Than to have to not be able to speak to this person ever again because we had a relationship and they got a man now or any of that.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that a lot of people, when they get in relationships, their significant other is like, bro, you got to cut off everybody.
Yeah.
That is not me or like anybody else. And I don't want that shit to happen.
Yeah.
Because actually, I'm like, oh, you're my friend.
Type shit.
And I'm like, and you know I'm on my Luffy shit, so I'm like, bro, you're my friend, man.
Oblivious as hell.
Yeah, you're my friend. Like, I wanna see you win. I wanna come to your marriage and be like, hey, let's party. I'm at your shit. Yeah.
No, that's fire. See, that's the thing about you, bro. And like, that's why I fuck with you, because you're so thoughtful, bro. Like, and I think that's why a lot of like niggas like move a different way than you move, because like, that's how I was moving, bro. It's like that selfishness of like not thinking like what's like something that you said earlier that was like really like made me realize that shit is like, he was like, you really care about like what they're going through. And so that like whenever you talk to them and stuff, you gain that like trust, and that's what makes them like, you know, want to like fuck with you. But like, you just doing that on some genuine shit. Niggas be doing that on some like, I'm trying to fuck shit. So it's like a manipulating, like doing that all the way until they get what they want. And then they leave. And most niggas do that because of like that selfish, like innate thing. And so I was like, that was just like opening my eyes to like why certain situations go how they do. And it's like, because a lot of niggas and females, but niggas are very selfish with like how they perceive like sex. It's like, bro, I'm a pretend to listen, pretend to care, do all this, get my nut, and then I'm out type shit. Mm. Yeah, it's like those offers, like when you're online and you like looking at all these offers and they're like, we'll give you $5 billion if you put this whatever, and you'll or like you'll win this iPod touch whatever. You like go through everything that you got to go through in terms of like the shit, but like, you know how they make you do all those different surveys and stuff? It's like, mm-hmm. That's like the listening to the girl and all that shit. And then like, you trying to get to the prize, but most of them shits be bullshit. And that's how I feel about like people who manipulate. Like most of the time it be bullshit, bro. So the prize really isn't even the prize type shit. True. I know that was like a wild ass analogy, but.
But sometimes I don't think it's as black and white. Cause I've been in a situation where I've had sex with a girl. And then, cause I succumbed. I took the L. And as I got to know her more, I cared about her and I understand where she was going through, but she was so deep. She was too deep. And since she was too deep into herself, like as in like she was like in a pit. She was in a pit and I was trying to like raise her out. I'm like, oh, you don't gotta be in this pit. Yeah. Like you can do this. Like, come on, like you got this, bro. Yeah. Like all that. And I realized that I can't like
do that.
I can't help her. I can't help her or I'm gonna die myself.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die myself. So I was like, all right. I'll hang out with you, but like, I gotta end this quick. It was like during that whole phase shit when I was like, oh, I'm gonna go through a whole phase. And like, I only had sex with one girl, and it was once.
Nigga was like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah, I just said, nah, bro. Like, it was too much, bro. It was too much.
Hey, you
I was
better like, than me, bro.
I was like, nah, bro, nah. And it was hard too, like, cause like when I was like, "Hey, bro, nah, we can't do this," it was hard. It was hard.
I'm just, so I was. Like, I don't mean to laugh. I'm just imagining you like, "Nah, baby, we can't do this no more. You know, I really can't.
I was, bruh. That's how I was, bruh. I was just like, hey, like, JoJo, man. I was like, nah.
He said, I'm doing this for you. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Not even say that. I was just like, nah.
Type shit.
Like, I was straight up, though. Yeah. Like, because I felt that I had to be.
Yeah.
I had to be.
Yeah, you do got to be straight up. Straight up. Not telling me.
I had to be, but.
Yeah.
Nah, you. And I feel like that's one thing that we all have to be able, like, get better at. Being straight up with people.
Yeah.
It's hard, though.
It is, because you don't want to hurt no one. You don't want to step on no toes, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
Especially if people pleaser, saying no is so hard.
I'm getting out of my people pleaser phase, though, bro, because, like, I was a people pleaser, like, basically all my fucking life, bro, just because I didn't want to step on toes and I didn't want to, like, make anybody upset and shit. But I realized, like, now, bro, sometimes it's, like, beneficial for people to be upset. And what I mean by that is if you're, like, hanging with someone and they are acting a certain way that you know is not beneficial to your energy in the sense of, like, being toxic, and, like, you don't call them out on the fact that they're toxic, bro, you're enabling that behavior.
That's true.
And so
you're being
type shit. And so sometimes you can't step, like, you can't be that nigga that's, oh, I'm not gonna tell them that you're being toxic, because you're just they're gonna continue to be that way. It's kind of like a girl not telling you, like, oh, you're kind of trash in bed. It's like, I'm gonna continue to be trash in bed if you don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. So it's like,
true.
So it's like, I try to tell people, bro. I try to tell people, like, now, especially now, because I'm just, like, again, getting to know myself more. I'm like, all right, bro, like, I fuck with you, but you're on some bullshit right now because you're doing this. And it's not coming out of hate, bro. Like, I attack what they doing. I attack what the problem is, not them as a person. And that's how you talk to people and, like, separate that shit. Because a lot of people be feeling personally, like, if I were to talk to you right now and be like, JoJo, you low-key a fucking narcissist. Like, okay. That's, like, me attacking, like, you. And, like, that you feel that energy. But if I was like, yo, JoJo, sometimes you, like, don't think of people in this situation and give you, like, an example and shit, then you can see, damn, I wasn't the highest version of myself. So you right, type shit. Instead of, nah, bruh, you ain't shit. You selfish as hell. I hate you. Type shit.
Right, on God. Bruh, I remember, like, a couple days ago, I was like, hey, Nick, am I a narcissist?
I was like, this nigga.
I had to ask, because I was looking at YouTube videos and shit, and I was like, dang, like, if I'm a narcissist, would I know if I'm a narcissist?
Type shit.
I got in my feelings, I was like, dang, like, maybe I am a narcissist. I don't know,
bro. That shit had me dying, bro. Because I was like, you really one of the most selfless people. It's like Sanji being like, damn, do I be letting y'all starve? It's like, nigga, what? Sir. But no, I was like, a big game that I learned, bro, but from Christy, shout out Christy, is that if somebody's calling you a narcissist, bro, like, it's like that shit that they say, takes one and no one. It's like, somebody calling you a narcissist, bro, sometimes they really might be giving you game. So this is, like, doesn't cover all facets, but, like, sometimes when some people be calling you narcissists, it's like them putting that, like, energy that they be having on you, type shit. So, like, watch out for that shit. Like, you know your real homies who really gonna tell you what's up and shit, and, like, you listen to that. But if somebody is calling you a narcissist and don't even know you like that, bro, it's like, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, guy.
Use your character. She freaky, her shiki on radio weekly, no CC from way back in PPC, ESSBS.
stroking my Jimmy for neutrals, that's genius. She trying to trap me, but little do she know that diamonds are broke, so don't choke while it's dick in your throat.
Fuck do you mean?
Now fuck do you think? Ain't no ring, so don't call me, my phone will not ring. Oops, Maserati body curvy, pussy been pinker than Kirby. Swallowing dick like she Kirby. She tryna come me too early. But if I leave, she gon' murder me. She couldn't marry me, so she gon' bury me. Fuck it, I'll risk it. I'll hop in the whip and call Charlie. Come with the beat, it's the emergency. Winking make it never early, yeah. Smoking my weed is so early, yeah. Bought a heart and need a jersey, yeah. Sprite in a cup is too dirty, yeah. Maserati body curvy, pussy look pinker than Kirby. Swallowing dick like she Kirby. Swallowing dick like she Kirby. Dick like she Kirby.
Game.
I swear, living with my mom is the like OP as hell.
Facts.
It's OP as fuck because she be like, she be putting me on game. She be putting me on game. The more real I am with her, mm-hmm. the more real she's becoming with me, mm-hmm. and it's making our relationship grow.
Ooh, I like that you said that because I'm experiencing that same shit. Continue though.
Yeah. So like, she sees me like trying to like do all this stuff, and she's like. Joseph. I know you. Like, and she like lists stuff out, and I'm like, oh, like for sure. Like, she might not know me as in this, but she knows my personality and she knows how I work.
Yeah.
So she's like, cause like for example, for like, I always get really, really. Recently, I've been just getting really, really sick from going like. Cause I get hyper focused on shit, yeah. really hyper focused, and I like cut out everything except what I'm hyper focused about.
Yeah.
And I work myself like hours and hours on end, don't get no sleep, do all that shit.
God damn.
And then I get to a point where I get really, really sick and crash every time. Yeah. And she knows this about me. So she just like laid it all out and she was like, hey, bruh, you need to chill the fuck out and do. Like and start doing some other shit. So
facts.
And she's been helping me out with that shit.
Yeah.
Like the more we talk about it, the more she helps me out.
In what ways she's been helping you out?
She's been helping me more with more options.
Because
at first, whenever I would ask anything,
yeah,
immediately. The fuck are you thinking? No. So
I love your mom you know, voice.
Yeah.
Get the fuck you know out how, here.
Yeah. The fuck are you thinking? So you know how like every single time I ask you something, yeah. and I just immediately just be like, nah, never mind. I'm just gonna do it myself. Yeah. That's where that shit came from.
Tight shit. You know what? Nah, I don't even wanna go through that.
And that makes me like. I'm like, oh, I don't like asking for shit. So I just like try to figure out myself and like fail at yeah. it. Fail at it so many times and I can't get it. So I just be like, bruh, it's not for me. It's not for me. But like now, just talking to her and she's chilled out and I chilled out. So it's more like, oh, like you're trying to do this. Maybe try this. And I'm like, for sure.
Tight shit. You actually getting some progress. Like, thanks, guy, sensei. Yeah, yeah. Tight shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I feel you.
Because I think you can't realize how that affected how I move.
Yeah. Nah, it's all that shit, like, in your childhood is very subconscious, bro. You don't, like, realize that it affected you till you, like, damn, bro. Like, why am I like that type shit? You really asked that shit. And I feel you, like, I like that you talked about, like, you and your mom getting, like, a better relationship because me and my mom is, like, I'm kind of been on that same tip being at home because from my end, it's just been more, like, you know how people say if you, like, have a bad relationship with your mom, you're gonna have a bad relationship with, like, women and shit. Like, there's, like, a correlation mm-hmm. there. Like, I realized, like, bro, like, a big reason why, like, I was having, like, trash relationships is because, like, I was low-key kind of, like, not even low-key. I was very selfish, like, with myself and my time. And I realized that shit whenever I came back home because, like, my mom would, like, ask me to do some shit. And then I would be, like, I'm, like, editing. Like, I'm working on music or I'm, like, doing this. And I was, like, nah, bro. I got to, like, do what my mom needs because she works all these hours and shifts, bro. And I just need to, like, I'm here at home not doing shit besides, like, my shit that I want to do in my life. So I'm just like, bro, I gotta like help my mom, bro. Like, that's just like basic, like bare minimum shit that I need to be doing. Like, if she asks me to like wash the plates or like clean the garage or some shit. So like, that was like the first, like, you know, kind of us building our relationship up. Cause so every time she asks me some shit, I'm just like, bro, I'm finna do it. Cause you've been working 15 hours. Like, bro, you tired as hell. You want to go to sleep and you got to wake up tomorrow and do that again. Like, whatever you need, bro. Like, I got you.
Yeah.
So I've been,
yo, those just ain't no joke.
On God, bro. On God. especially working like a 10-hour shift. Like, and my job was work at home, bro. So it was like, I was just sitting on my ass all day. But like, she like go to a hospital during COVID times. Like, yeah. I was like, she sees people die like all the time, bro. Like, that shit is super regular. So that mental stress, along with the fact that you got to walk around the shit and do all that shit, I'm like, I'm gonna wash the dishes, bro. Like, type shit. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna do what you need me to do. I'm gonna go out and get groceries. But another like level that's like helped our relationship too is like I used to always be in my room and shit, like just working on shit, trying to like get him, like I was saying, trying to get like my career progressing. And I would never talk to her for real, like just like chop it up for real, just like sit down and talk to her, see how was your day, type shit. I don't have like a conversation, like we're having a conversation. Like, I wouldn't do that for real. And I've been trying to do that more and like be like, hey, how are you doing? How was work? Like, really like talk to my mom, because like that directly correlates to like why it's hard for me to talk to women. And I see that, like, bro, like I don't know what to talk about. Like, I literally don't know what to talk about because I don't have the ability to like put my, I didn't have that ability to put myself in a shoe. And like, essentially, like, you've been going through this, like, how are you, because you've been going through this, type shit. And like, really listen. And I'm learning that through like my mom and shit, bro. So like, now that I learn, like, cause I care about my mom, obviously, so I'm gonna listen. But now that I learned that shit, I'm like, girls who I don't give a fuck about and I'm just trying to like, you know, smash and shit, it's like, there's no point in me doing that anymore, because I can only give so much of my energy out. It's exhausting talking to so many different people and like about nothing, essentially. So yeah, bro, like, now whenever I'm like trying to talk to a girl and like really like do like be something with them, like I have to be interested in like you, type shit, before I even like pursue the panties. But I just have to like really be like invested in you. Like I feel like everybody's like an anime and I have to be invested in your anime before I even like try to like do anything with you. So that's what being with my mom has taught me, bro. So I agree, bro. Like, moms are OP, bro. Shout out to moms.
Right. Shout out to moms. My mom is a fighter, bro.
Facts.
Mom's a fighter.
Yeah.
Especially, like, that shit funny as hell. Like, there's a lot of things my mom did when I was a kid. Like, for example, I went to this summer camp, Cumberland Summer Camp.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't have the money to afford to send me to that camp.
Yeah.
And because she knew one of the head counselors there and they loved me, they let me go for free. They paid for it.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and the counselor had two kids as well. So she paid for her two kids.
And you.
And me.
That's crazy. That's that white people money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, equity, goddamn. That's equity, goddamn.
That low-key reminds me of what you were saying, and not to change the subject, but what you were saying about financial stability, like us gaining financial stability is gonna let our like kids make mistakes. Like, that's what it affords them. And I was like, when you said that, bro, that was such a bar, and it like made me think heavily about like what I'm doing and why I want to do it. And I was like, yeah, bro, like, I like, while I do get to make mistakes, I'm not gonna act like I'm not privileged. Like, it's like a thinner line than like what my kids are gonna like have because of the work I'm doing. And like my mom and dad had an even thinner line than I have, because they had to like get me to where I am, type shit. So like, every parent and kid is like, it's a baton, bro, and you get more and more opportunities as like the generations go down. And that was like, I was just like, damn, bro, JoJo Loki be that nigga Loki be spinned up. Oh god.
Sometimes, bro. Sometimes.
Type shit.
I'm really good at like thinking for the future and like for my kids and shit. Yeah. But I need to get better at like learning how to have fun with other people outside of like hanging out, mm-hmm. more like getting used to spending some of my money to go out with friends,
right,
or going to huge parties and shit like that. Because I do not do that shit.
Is that money being spent? Nigga, what?
Yo, like I just need like, that's my weakness. That's my huge ass weakness. That's a huge ass weakness I have. Is like learning how to like party.
So are you telling me and these hoes that you are indeed a cheap nigga?
Yes, I'm cheap as hell. You Mr. Krabs ass nigga, bro.
You yo, Julius my, with it. That's 69 cents worth of milk right there.
Oh God, bro. That's how I'm be, bro. Like my mom today, she was like, oh, like, you trying to buy rental properties. You need to get yourself a new car. And I was like, shit. I got a PT Cruiser that's zooming. That shit be humping and be like roof, roof, roof sometimes, but I'd be like, that shit working, goddamn. I need these goddamn rental properties, fucking bring this generational wealth, goddamn.
You the type of nigga that don't buy something new until it stop working.
Oh God.
And I hate niggas like you.
My mama was like, hey, like I found this car like that you would love. Like it's a sports car. I'm like, sports car.
Sports guy.
And she was like, it's like, and I looked at it, it was like 23K. And I was like, God damn, bro. 23K. And then I looked at the car beside it, and I was like, damn, this looks like the same car. It's 17K. And she's like, no, it's not good enough. I was like, not good enough.
Not good enough.
And I saw another car.
Sorry, shit.
Oh God, I was like, there's another car. It was like a Soul or some shit. It was like 13, 10K. She was like, no, you're not driving a Soul, bro. She was like, no, nigga. She was like, no. And I was like, bro, that shit's 13K, yo.
She said, my son, I know.
He driving that shit.
That's funny as hell, bro. Nah, bro. Honestly, bro, that's another thing that I low-key love about women, bro. Because it's like, me as a like rational-ass nigga, bro, I'm going to just look at the numbers, bro, and be like, this is cheaper. It does the same thing. For sure. But women be like, nah, but that's just not you, though. That don't, like, And I'm just like...
Yeah, my mom was like, no, you like to have your top down. You need a sports car.
They want you to enjoy life.
I was like, bro, I don't got sports car money.
It's like,
oh God, bro.
Even if I did, I can get these rental properties.
Facts. Get your assets up.
Oh God.
That's what I'm on,
that's,
bro.
I'm obsessed with like that shit.
JoJo's our senior financial advisor in the friend group. You know what's hilarious, bro? He be giving us hella game in our group chat and be like, yo, y'all should invest in this or y'all should do this. And everybody's like, for sure. And then we'll ask like a week later, like, damn, bro, how do I get in this investing shit? Like, how do I do this?
Oh, God, bro.
Niggas be dead ass not listening to this man.
I gave this nigga, I put in a group chat like a great ass idea. And then like later on, I said it again and they're like, yo, like, that's a good idea. And I was like, I said this 3 weeks ago.
That's really how it feels, bro. That's what you got to live with. That's like the Kanye shit when he be saying shit. And then niggas be like, nah, bro. And then 5 years later, some shit happened. That's what you got to live with, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That shit have me dying.
I be trying.
Type shit.
But bro, I think we good.
Yeah,
bro.
this is a good start, bro. I think we can stop.
Yeah.
Yo,
like y'all have a great day.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Happy New Keep Year type shit.
Happy New Year.
Sir. What we doing 2022? What was our goals again? Just list them off real quick before we dip.
Damn, I gotta go first.
I mean I can. I'm not beating my meat. I am also getting my bread up, and we doing shows. That's what I got on my list.
Shit. I'm a get a teaching job. I'm a every single time I think about fast food or getting anything that It's not a necessity.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take that money and invest it.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have 100K in investments.
Ooh.
By the end of this year.
That's fire.
But realistically, mm-hmm. I want to have at least 10K in investments.
Type shit.
Realistically, yeah. 10K.
Hey, bruh. More power to you. First episode. Thank y'all for checking in. We outie.